Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stats are always interesting in sports. I'm sure you all saw the Tom Brady comparison yesterday.
Of course, yeah.
Just to bring it into perspective, yep. Tom Brady in NFL season 8 going for his fourth ring, lost in the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes in his NFL 8th season goes for his fourth ring, loses in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady in his 9th season tears his ACL. The team missed the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes in his 9th season tore his ACL and the team missed the playoffs. Coincidence?
I think not.
Yeah. So always, no matter what the situation, seems to be, there's always the Mahomes-Brady comp.
There really is, and it's interesting because the Mahomes injury, or the Brady injury, obviously happened right at the beginning of the season. We know that. We were involved, and it led to Matt Cassel, which led to the downfall of the Chiefs, which in turn led to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes being here in Kansas City. You see how I, you know, peeled back the onion on that one, right? Because that's essentially what happened. I mean, if Tom Brady doesn't get hurt that year, do we ever hear about Matt Cassel, right? Do the Chiefs ever hire Scott Peel? Who knows what happens if that whole situation goes south? But, I mean, that's going to be an important move, I believe, this offseason to find out who that guy is going to be, you know, that bridge guy for Patrick Mahomes, right? Are they going to stick with Gardner Minshew? Or are you going to go out and get a quarterback like, as you kind of joked yesterday, Phillip Rivers, you know, for the first five games of the season? Hey, Alex, you busy? You got some time for the first 5 weeks? Phillip just out of retirement and did it, or, you know, whatever the case and however long it's going to be. But, I mean, that is a real conundrum going into this offseason. For the first time since Andy Reid has taken over this franchise, guys, we're going into a season wondering what the starting quarterback situation is going to be. Because the minute he got here, they made the trade, you know, for Alex Smith, and then obviously they drafted Patrick Mahomes. We've got an unknown at the quarterback position going into the 2026 season. I'm going to be interested to see how they solve that, how they attack the quarterback position, and what they ultimately want to do, and how much stock they're going to put into Patrick Mahomes being back for next season. So that'll be real interesting to see how they handle that quarterback situation, because I don't know about you guys, like, is Gardner Minshew the guy you want to line up with in the first 5, 6, 7 games, whatever it's going to be, you know, going into next season? Or do you rather have them go out there and make some sort of move to get a quarterback in here that could be better and help you for the first month and a half of the season?
Yeah, and just send Carl Loftus and McDuffie to Cincinnati for Joe Burrow.
Would you hate that trade? And I was thinking about that. I'm not going to lie. I thought about that a little bit yesterday about, like, what some of these moves that you could potentially make. And I said, oh, Joe Burrow. I wonder what it would take to get Joe Burrow. Would you trade Joe Burrow, you know, and 3 first-round draft picks to get him in here to Kansas City? But I'm anxious to see how they
trade
are.
Patrick Mahomes.
Well, that's what was going to be my next step. Would you trade Patrick Mahomes as well, you know, this offseason, knowing that he's injured, obviously.
Yep. He's 2 years older and he's injured.
Yep. And, you know,
Joe Burrow, a lot of injuries. A
lot of injuries with Joe Burrow with him as well. But, I think any team right now would be willing to trade for Patrick Mahomes, even though he is injured, because he's still just about better than anybody else in the NFL at this point in time. What you would get in return, I have no idea what you would get in return, you know, for a guy like Patrick Mahomes. But for the first time, guys, since Andy Reid has taken over this franchise, we have to make a decision at what to do at quarterback. It's been something that's been there for us all along. We've had it easy when the quarterback position, you know, has come into question here under Andy Reid. But now they're going to have to, you know, put some decision-making, put their thinking caps on and figure out what they want to do. And for how long they're going to need somebody, because with these injuries, you just don't know. I mean, hopefully by the time free agency rolls around the beginning of March, middle of March, we'll have an idea of kind of the, you know, the schedule that Patrick Mahomes is on to return. And that's going to dictate what they do at that quarterback position as well.
Yeah, the answer is on the text line.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of the text line thinking the same thing.
Jameis Winston.
Oh,
you want to have some fun?
Yes. Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah, you want
to
have some fun?
Win or have fun, buddy.
Yeah. Go 3-2 in the first 5 weeks. Let Mahomes come back and rain terror on the NFL, because yesterday was the exclamation mark to the end of the season. It is officially over. Some of you might have had this season over a while back, but you know, I had said since they lost that Denver game, I was like, I don't know, man. This just doesn't feel like that team. They did end up beating Indianapolis in overtime, but again, they have now lost 5 of their last 6 in this season. Just an overall horrible season for the Kansas City Chiefs, of where they are, who they have, what they've had, where they've been, what they've done, what they've accomplished. You can't win it every year. I understand that, but you should, you know, with what you have at quarterback and what you would think you have at head coach, you would think that you should be at least in the playoffs every single year. You're not this year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the news yesterday is that Mahomes has torn his ACL, 9 to 12 month recovery. But again, I think Mahomes will be back. I think he's going to be a Chief for the rest of his life. I don't think they're ever going to move on from Patrick Mahomes, at least in my heart of hearts, in my mind. I think that's, you know, just some people might have that irrational thought because of the, you know, catastrophic feel that you have from yesterday. But I do believe in Bobby Stroop. I do believe in Patrick Mahomes. I do believe that he'll get back on the field sometime next year. When that will be, I don't know. But look, this has happened before. We've seen Peyton Manning get injured and miss time. We've seen Tom Brady, obviously, you know, lose his ACL against the Chiefs and come back and be just as strong. But I mean, look, he's got to get healed and you've got to protect him. And the man put the entire franchise on his back all season long. In fact, the last 4 years, basically, or 3 years in retrospect, and it broke him.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happened. You know, all that weight on his back eventually finally, you know, blew his knee out. And we will see that image for a while of him walking into the locker room with the help of the coaches around him, limping on that left knee. But again, I believe in Patrick Mahomes. I believe in the competitor that he is and the help that he'll have in Bobby. And I think they'll get back and good luck when they come back, because all of you people that took victory laps of a man being injured and laying helpless on the field.
That's pathetic, quite honestly.
Yeah, you're just small.
Yeah, you scumbags. Okay. Yeah.
And I hope you know what? You get what you asked for.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anybody in the league right now that is more excited to probably play immediately than Patrick Mahomes, as weird as that might sound.
Yeah. No, I think you're right about that. But I think also, too, anytime you get bad news, you have to think about, you know, what you can do to kind of turn this into a positive. I'm not going to sit here and try to be Harry High School this morning and, oh, hey, let's make this a positive, you know, effect, because that's not the way anybody's feeling today. And that wouldn't be the right way to go about doing it. But what it does do for you, and let's just say Jameis Winston is that guy that comes in here next year, which, God, I would be in heaven. I really would. It would be the greatest thing ever to have Jameis Winston here in Kansas City. And I think Jameis Winston would be on a plane in a second to come out here to Kansas City and be, you know, kind of Patrick Mahomes' understudy going into next season and the starting quarterback. Please do not bring Russell Wilson in here. Okay, I will tell you that right now. I know if you're looking for a stopgap, Russell Wilson seems to be that guy. He's better on TV than he is on the field. Please do not bring Russell Wilson in to Kansas City, but give me Jameis Winston. But also what you're going to have to do now is now you've got the opportunity to go out there and really expand this roster and really grow this roster with pieces around whoever that new quarterback is going to be for the start of next season. And then in turn, they can be here for Patrick Mahomes as well. Because I think what we all still realized at the end of this season, when it all came, you know, crashing to a halt yesterday, is that we just have to upgrade these weapons around Patrick Mahomes. And that's part of my problem too. I envisioned him, you know, as that Tom Brady guy, just give you anybody and he's going to make everybody better. Not everybody's Tom Brady. Patrick has done an unbelievable job with it, but this league is completely different too than when Tom Brady played in it. The defenses weren't as fast and as athletic and just as good as they are right now, you know, and that's the Chiefs' fault. They created this offense. Everybody created defenses to try to stop them. And so now you're caught up. So this is an opportunity now for this offseason to not live with blinders. You have got the blinders off now on the offseason. It's like family members, right? You know, when you start to date somebody, you don't really know much about their family. And then Jen meets my parents for real. And then it's like, oh my God, what just happened here? But now you've got got the opportunity to get deep down into this thing, take the blinders off, look at the entire picture, and really evaluate everything and not just keep people around because you think they can help or they may be good or you're trying to piecemeal this thing together for a fourth straight Super Bowl. This is an opportunity to do a lot of purging. This is an opportunity to do a lot of cleansing. And this is an opportunity to really reset your roster to get the best pieces in here to help whoever is going to be quarterback to start next season. Because even if it is a Patrick Mahomes, he's still going to be dealing with that knee injury. We know how it is with ACLs. It takes 2 full years for people to be in the right mindset and come back. So you have an opportunity here now to grow your roster with talent and go out there and get the best talented players available, because you're going to need those guys next year to maybe accentuate the quarterback at the beginning of the year, or even Patrick Mahomes when he comes back on that ACL.
Mac, I'm interested to know what your take is, because I was on the I was at the stadium when Mahomes did the QB sneak and the kneecap slid to like his calf.
That was nasty.
You were there yesterday with family, obviously. I believe mom and brothers and
mom,
all that.
Brother, best friend. Yep.
And what was the vibe?
Man, it was terrible. It was awful. It sucked. I knew.
Is it the quietest Arrowhead's ever been?
It was extremely quiet.
And did people leave as soon as that happened?
No, the Gardner Minshew interception, just a few plays later. I think most of us were in shock. I was not even watching the Minshew throw. My head was literally down. I did not care. I heard people talking about, like, let's go win this game. I was like, I don't really care about this
game. Let me ask you this.
I don't give a rip anymore. Nothing matters.
Why were you depressed?
Well, because I knew.
I knew when he
went down. He was done.
Were you depressed because he tore the ACL? Were you depressed that the season is over? Were you depressed that the dynasty was over?
About Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, okay.
Patrick Mahomes, specifically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The season was already over. Like, I don't care. Like, no, Patrick Mahomes. And I just went through this as a Boston Celtics fan, right? Like, I know this season's over. Oh, next season's over too now.
Yeah.
Because Jason Tatum. I'm doing this again with my other favorite team who eclipses the Celtics by a million miles, right, in the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't think next season's over. And I think we're talking about average recovery time. That's one of my things, is 9 to 12 months. There ain't nothing average about Patrick effing Mahomes. And I've seen guys come back in 6 and 7 months. And I'm not saying he's going to do that, but we should talk about the average timeline. It's obviously more likely. But I'm just not going to put anything past Patrick LeVon Mahomes. But yeah, it was quiet. You could hear crickets in that stadium when it happened. It felt like everyone pretty much immediately knew. And I want to shout out a couple of, you know, obviously anecdotal evidence. I was just around a couple of Chargers fans. They were glorious the whole time, even after that injury, and they were really good people. So
yeah, Jim was great too in his post conference. Like, he didn't answer any questions until he got out the fact that he wanted to make sure Mahomes was okay and all that sort of stuff. So props to him.
Well, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is a guy that's changed this league. And you may not be a Patrick Mahomes fan if you're listening to this show. I'm sorry for you. And you may be a fan of Denver, or you may be a fan of Buffalo. But you know what? Everybody should be a fan of what Patrick Mahomes has done for this league over these last 8 years, and the dynamic, you know, change that he's had to this league, the offensive star power that he's been able to unleash on this league. Like, Patrick Mahomes has done so much for everybody in the NFL. Look at these TV ratings, guys. And I know that that's not the end-all be-all, but people weren't watching the league like they are now. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs have done so much to raise the Q rating of the NFL. And that's why everybody around this league who works in this league, I'm not talking about fans, but everybody who works in this league should be looking at this injury going, that sucks, because the league is not as good if Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson are not part of what's going on. We want our star players to be there. And a guy like Patrick Mahomes has changed this league globally. He has changed this league, you know, locally. He's changed this league for a lot of people in the league. Everybody's been looking for the next Patrick Mahomes now for the last 8 years. And so if you're in this league and you work in this league, it should be a devastating day for everybody associated with employment in the NFL.
I think what Patrick Mahomes did to the league is he created a different competitive edge.
Yeah.
Because you look at the way kids were drafted after Mahomes, like, can they make the Mahomes throw?
Mm-hmm.
Can they do the Mahomes things? And I look at it almost as like a fantasy league, right? When you first start your fantasy league, people are like, oh, yeah, I'll do it, oh, whatever. And there's like two or three guys in it that just smoke everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then by a time, and if you're fortunate enough, like I am, you play in the league for 5, 7, 8, 9 years, 10 years almost, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, those people that do it every year are like, how come the same three people keep winning? This is no longer fun. I'm just wasting money. What are you guys doing that's giving you the advantage edge? Well, we start doing research in January. We start doing research in March. We start getting prepared for the draft. Whether that's, you know, you go full Binkley and go buy 16 magazines of football now mm-hmm. at Price Chopper or Hy-Vee, whatever it may be. But then they start to kind of get more competitive, and all of a sudden that makes your league more fun. That made the NFL more fun. It made Josh Allen want to go out there and do it. It made, you know, New England revamp, go get Drake May, revamp their organization. It made Burrow more competitive. It made Lamar more competitive.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can change the way the game is played by dominating for such a long time. And now the league will see a league without Patrick Mahomes, and it's time for those guys to go out there and step it up and see what they can do now that the league is open. It also looks up at Andy Reid and Brett Veach. You don't have your star quarterback next year,
right?
At least for the first couple months. Let's see how good you really are, and let's see how much adversity you can take and change in the next, you know, 6-7 months of the season.
Yeah,
so,
but it is an opportunity for Andy too as well
to
change and, to do some things differently.
No doubt. It is 6:30 on a Monday, so we can get into our overreaction. I will pivot to what my overreaction is, which is, guys, it may not be the day that you want to hear this, but it is a fact. Josh Allen is the best quarterback in football.
He showed it yesterday, didn't he?
Not just yesterday, the week before against Cincinnati. I know Joe Burrow kind of handed them two interceptions, but Allen had that 50-plus yard run or 40-yard run to kind of put the game on his back. They were down bad yesterday, dude. In New England, it was that type of game, right? Cold, snowy. New England's defense is doing it. It's what, like 24-7 at halftime? Boom, Buffalo wins. They're doing their thing. And where I sit today, Josh Allen lives in the penthouse suite alone, and nobody is on the second or third floor right now. Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the league. And I'm going to tell you what, man, that comes with pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Brady exited and Mahomes took forward, it was, okay, if you think this is your league now, you couldn't beat Brady. What could Josh Allen not do? Beat Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Well, Brady was in the league when Patrick Mahomes went on his runs. When he got all those Super Bowls, he took advantage of that. The pressure was on. Can he do it? He did it. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes ain't in the playoffs this year. Buffalo, you're rolling. You just beat New England. Pressure's on.
Yeah, it is.
And if you want to continue to be that and you want to keep that narrative, then Josh Allen, and I do believe that he is the best quarterback in football right now. He's been the best quarterback in the league all year, in my opinion, because of what he's done with his team. They're throwing to tight ends, and they're running the ball with James Cook. And when they need him the most, he comes through in the most clutch moments this year at least. Buffalo Bills, that's my team that I think can win it all. Now, Josh Allen, what Mac thought would be the MVP favorite. Matt Stafford, -300.
-250, depending on where you look. Yep.
Depending on where you look. And then I believe it's Drake May and then Josh Allen.
Yeah, I was surprised that Drake May still eclipsing him there. Still,
yeah, we'll see what happens today, you know, if they put out new odds after the Monday night game and all of that kind of stuff. But again, look, Josh Allen has more pressure on him now than anybody. Josh Allen is now Hakeem Olajuwon. You have 2 years essentially without Patrick Mahomes. Yep. Are you going to make the most of it? And if you don't make the most of it right now, then you're never going to make it. I talked to our friend Jimmy Gaffney, big Bills fan, right? And he's texting me yesterday. He goes, yeah, you know, I'm sorry for Mahomes. That sucks and all this kind of stuff, because now the pressure's on us. And it is.
For
mean, there is no team and no player that is facing more pressure. I can't even, like, maybe ever, guys. Honest to God, I don't know that there's ever been some athlete that's been under more pressure in American professional sports than Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills right now. Because the question is, if not now, then when? And if they don't end up getting to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl this year, you may see a lot of changes in Buffalo as well from a head coaching standpoint. So they've got a lot on their plate, and they know this is up to them to go out there and win it all. What's your overreaction, Mac?
Well, and not only that, with the pressure, I mean, you think about who he's going to be facing. Yeah, not Mahomes, but think about it. Bo Nix, no playoff wins. Trevor Lawrence, one playoff win. Justin Herbert, no playoff wins. CJ Stroud, two playoff wins. Who are these other guys he's facing?
I mean, I'm trying to think of the quarterbacks. All of them are gone. It's not just Mahomes that ain't there. Lamar's not going to be there.
Burrow's
not going to be there. Like, this is your playoffs, Josh Allen.
100%, man. You're a man amongst boys. You need to look like
him. Yeah, you need to take advantage of this.
Well, Rodgers is in there.
It's true. Who can Rodgers? Yeah, fine. Rodgers. Tyler Shuck is good, is my overreaction. Like, the Saints don't need to look for a quarterback. I think Tyler Shuck might be solid. I think they could at least stick with him next year, see where it goes, give him some more weapons.
Can you be a quarterback in the NFL with the last name of Shuck, though?
You can if you play in New Orleans.
It's true. Yeah.
If you're going to play anywhere, your last name is Shuck or Oyster.
Yeah.
Yes. By God, you're in the bayou, baby.
It is true. Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, I don't mean it. You know what I mean? Like, the guy's name is Shuck. It just doesn't scream NFL quarterback, right?
It's weird. They've won two games in a row versus their two division rivals who were battling for the lead, the Bucks, the Panthers, and yesterday played well against the Panthers. 270 yards, touchdown, zero picks. Yeah. Not bad.
Well, not bad at all. I'm going to try to keep it light here in my overreaction,
yes,
okay? The Royals will win a playoff game before the Chiefs. And I do mean that. The Royals will win a playoff game before the Chiefs win their next playoff game. And that's a good thing for the baseball side of things. They got, you know, Michael Garcia signed to his long-term deal. They're making moves all over the place this offseason. They're getting ready to announce a new stadium potentially this week. And so I think the Royals will win a playoff game, as my overreaction, before the Kansas City Chiefs win their next playoff game.
I mean, is that an overreaction, though? Like,
I don't know. I don't necessarily know that it is or it isn't, but I think today it could be considered an overreaction. But, you know, where they're going, I just think the Royals right now are kind of have a better direction at this point in time than the Chiefs have at this point in time. And that's hard to say with Andy Reid and Brett Veach and just still Mahomes on this roster. But it just feels like right now the Royals have a straighter path than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Is it an overreaction to think that Travis Kelce's last pass will be coming from Gardner Minshew?
Nope, because I thought the exact same thing yesterday. It was unbelievable. Sad. And I thought I texted you guys this, and then Dusty put it in the document. I'm like, good Lord, oatmeal raisin all over again. But I mean, that was like my initial reaction, trademark pending, was that like, oh my God, the last pass that Travis Kelce catches as a Chief is probably going to come from Gardner Minshew.
Because I think we kept talking last week about how you could see the signs that we think it's over. Because again, we saw the reports yesterday that Travis Kelce did not talk to the media. He said, I think the quote was, right now is not the time.
Right.
That quote to me tells me, I know why you're avoiding the media. Travis, is this it? Mm-hmm. Travis, was this your second to last game at home? Travis, do you ever go back and think, like, how great it was? He doesn't want to answer that right now, and more power to him.
I don't blame him.
Like to never play with Mahomes again?
And, I when you say something like, I'm going to talk, but right now is not the time, or if so, facto, whatever you want to believe, whatever right. it was, I think that's the writing on the wall. And I think it is unfortunate that, you know, we tell you this in funerals, right? Like, it's not the dates on the outside, it's the dash in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I think when you look at Travis Kelce's career, his first...
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch will come from Alex Smith. His last catch might come from Gardner Minshew, but it's that dash of Travis Kelce's career that you will see him as a, you know, kid grown into a man, as a, you know, a legacy that will be unmatched in Kansas City to him and the superstardom that came from his career with Patrick Mahomes. So I don't know if it's an overreaction to think that, but it is interesting to think about
it. I mean, we both had that same thought, so I'm glad we did. But I'm also wondering how many other people had that same thought as well. Like, oh, my God, the last pass that this guy catches is going to be from Gardner Minshew at Arrowhead Stadium. And that's okay. It is what it is. This is how things end. This is why, you know, you get rid of a guy's a year early, right? So you don't have the ending look so bad as it looks right now here in Kansas City.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.